great evening.
Be the same. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,923. Brian Steele seeks variances from the side yard and rear yard setbacks. Sections 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Cods Road, approximately 1,383 feet north of 13 Curves Road. The 911 address is 8920 Cods Road, Milford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 230, Map 16, Parcel 2. Specifically, they're requesting a 10-foot variance from the side and a 15-foot variance from the rear. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Steele, 8920 Cods Road, 19963.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
And we've got a copy here of the answers to the variance request that you gave, so in case you wanted that for your presentation.
No.
Good evening.
How you doing? The uniqueness of the physical circumstances of the property were created by a survey issue. It was staked on the corners out across the property line on the side yard and very small on the rear of the property line, resulting in exceptional practical difficulty from the incorrect placement of the shed that was constructed. The application was able to obtain, enough property from the adjoining property owner to support the request, and I give Mrs. Cornwell a copy of that paper. Due to the existing physical circumstances of the conditions of the existing structure, there is no possibility that the property can be zoning and ordinance, and variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional particular difficulty was not created by the applicant. The survey stakes incorrectly of the corners of the building has since died, leaving no ability to address these mistakes. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor substantially impair the improper use of development and adjacent properties to be detrimental to the public welfare. This is evidence that the letter of Pride Month Farms Incorporated, the property owner adjoining the land impacted by the request of this variance. The requested variance is 10 foot on the side, 15 foot on the rear, use a minimum variance which will afford relief and least modification possible for the side yard and the setbacks requirement. I respectfully request, based upon these reasons, that the variance be granted.
Okay. Other questions from members of the board?
So the shed cannot be removed at all? It's on a permanent foundation?
Yeah, it's a pole barn.
Oh, it's a pole barn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the other shed is going to be removed.
That's gone.
It's gone already.
And to show that in there? That
yeah.
It's gone.
So it is gone, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's a pole barn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Would you increase the property lines in order to accommodate this?
Yes, they've allowed me. That's what we're going to do. They allow me to. The farm has in compliance with making it legal for you guys.
Okay.
And like I said, I give Ms. Cornwell a letter from the farm owners, and there's actually one of the owners right behind me.
Okay. Any other questions? Sure.
I just want to make sure I understand this right. It looks like that the issue came up because the line, the survey marker had been moved at some point.
In either the survey, between that and bringing the dirt in, because it is low land, we had to bring the building up 2 feet. Between that survey or whoever did the excavating, the lines got moved, and this is the result. So
it actually encroached on the neighboring lands, and now you've purchased some of those lands to cover the encroachment on that part. But it's encroaching into the rear yard setback is the issue.
Which is the previous farm is actually the south and west corner. It's all the way around.
Okay.
But those two corners are the ones that are in question.
How long has it been on the property?
What, the building?
Yeah.
Since 2000 and, I'm going to say, 6.
Okay. Obviously, if it's a, you said it can't be moved. And the neighbor, no complaints from neighbors or anything like that?
No, that's the guy who owns the property sitting behind me.
All right. I have no further questions, thank you.
I have one. Was there a survey done after you built the pole shed?
No, and it did come up when we did too, because I was thinking we're going to put the property up for sale. So we wanted to verify with the farm because they were thinking about doing a re-subdivision. And then that's when it came up, and so then we're here to try to correct it.
So you got a permit to build the shed?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody caught that at all?
Did you call in for inspection?
Yeah, I got the inspection.
Okay.
Ms. Cornwell, do you
and
know
from when the building was up, the survey marker was in, I thought, the same spot. But okay. Apparently, it wasn't the same spot.
Yeah.
Ms. Cornwell, do we know if a CO was issued or certificate of compliance was issued?
I'm going to guess no, because the application was paid for.
Okay.
And I'd have to do a little bit more research to verify that if it was issued.
But you at all times believed it had been in compliance?
Absolutely.
Until recently?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, is there anyone here in favor of the application? One hand.
I represent the...
Hold on. You can come forward and be sworn in. You too, huh?
I can't shake it. Seems like, you know.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm 114 Draper Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Your name?
William D. Emmert.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Bring me.
You got the same
guy. My two partners and I have owned the surrounding farm for some 35 years. And we're not in opposition at all. Brian's always been a great neighbor. I do think it was an unfortunate mistake regarding the surveyor or somebody replacing a stake. But you know, we have come to an agreement, you know, for this little piece of land that he needs, and we have absolutely no problem with it at all.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion. Again, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the property is unique in the fact that how did the need arise and the pole shed being built and you know, too close to the line and wasn't caught at that time in 2006. It's already developed, so it cannot otherwise be developed now because it is a large pole shed. The applicant testified that it wasn't created by him, whether someone else moved the stake or the survey was incorrect, something. Since it's been there since 2006, I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And it's a minimum variance to afford relief to allow the pole building to be there since it was built in 2006. Therefore, I make a motion we approve case number 11,090.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, to approve. By roll call vote, Mr. Hudson.
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for the reason stated.
And I, too, for the reason stated. So by a vote of 3-0, case number 11,924 is approved.